So I am Roran. I am a KSDT media intern, and we're here with two members of the food co-op.
I'm Kira. I'm a first year, started working there in October.
I'm Shiva. I'm a third year. I started working my first year about 2 years ago.
Okay, so do you guys want to tell me a little bit about the history of the food co-op?
Yeah, you go with that one. I haven't been there that long.
Okay, so we were founded in 1978 as a cooperative. So we've always been student-run, student-owned, non-hierarchical, and nonprofit. And our goal has always been to provide low-cost, healthy vegan food to students on campus and community members. And we started as more of like a grocery store type place, and we've evolved into kind of a cafe as well as a market.
Cool. Okay, so the school mainly knows the food co-op as the plates of food that are served Wednesday outside of the building, but there's a lot more to the food co-op. Would you guys like to explain the more to the food co-op than that?
Yeah, again, like Shiva said, we are here to provide cheap, affordable vegan food. Like we said, we have hot food. And yeah, we have our own space. We have our own mission. Yeah.
And the food co-op is open Monday through Friday.
Yes.
From what are the hours?
10 to 2.
Cool. Okay. So the other common misconception that I've heard around campus is a lot of people come in and ask if you guys are the food pantry. Could you explain what the difference between the food co-op and the food pantry is?
Yeah. So the food pantry is right across from us next to the hub. And basically all students get 10 points towards free food there every week. We are not the food pantry, so we don't have that system, but we do have the Pay It Forward program, which allows anyone who's food insecure to come in and just ask for their meal to be paid for, and they can get everything for free.
Cool. That sounds like a really good resource for the students and community members. So you talk about that. How do you get the funds for the Pay It Forward program?
Do you want me to take that?
Okay.
So it's donation-based. So we're largely funded by people coming in and just donating their extra change and stuff like that. But we also recently started selling coffee, and 100% of our coffee profits go towards the Pay It Forward. We also have a trail mix in a vending machine in the space, and that also goes towards the Pay It Forward. But we're always looking for new ways to fund it. I'm sorry.
Boba.
Oh, we also have boba every Friday, and that goes to the Pay It Forward program. So we have a lot of different items that we sell that fund the program, and it's also just donation-based.
What are some of the other, okay, you mentioned Rogers Garden. So what are some of the other orgs that the food co-op works with?
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. So there's four co-ops on campus. So it's the food co-op, obviously, Groundworks Books, the Che Cafe, and the G-Store. So all of the co-ops are connected through the co-op union, and we work together, and there's a lot of overlap in members. Other orgs that we work with, some of our members work at KSDT. Some people work with Rogers Garden, but we're open to collaborating with any groups on campus that align with our beliefs.
And the Basic Needs Program just recently started collaborating with the Hub, right?
Yes. So we noticed that we weren't listed as a food insecurity resource, and we felt that our Basic Needs Programs weren't really reaching the target demographic on campus, the people who need them. So we started working with the Hub so that more people who are food insecure on campus could learn about our programs. And we're also applying for grant funding through that so that we could expand our basic needs programs.
I mentioned that people often get the food co-op confused for the food pantry. How would you explain to someone trying to get there from anywhere on campus how to get to the food co-op?
I'd say the food co-op is more by the chalkboard. We're right by the G-Store. The pantry is more by the Hub. It's like right on the edge by Soda and Swine.
Yeah, and all of this is in the old student
center. Yeah, we're all in the old student center.
Okay, and how would someone get involved in the food co-op?
Food co-op's pretty easy. I believe we have an online application where you can come talk to any of our members in store when we're open. Again, I myself applied this year in October through my friend Jelly. Shout out to Jelly, she probably won't listen to this. But yeah, it's really easy. It's volunteer-based now. We put about 4 hours in per week, and it's just a really fun space to get involved with. Also, I love our message about tackling food insecurity and providing cheap, affordable food on campus. So yeah, you should check it out.
So, most people know the food co-op as the plates of food that you can get outside on Wednesdays. But that is not the food co-op, is it?
No. We are open 5 days during the weekday. We are not just that one event. I believe it's Wednesdays. Is it like 12 to 2 or something?
About
lunchtime, we'll say. That's not us. It is in our space, but that is not us. We're open much longer, and also we also provide vegan options. Are they vegan?
They're not. They're not vegetarian, and sometimes vegan.
Okay. Yeah, we provide vegan options all throughout the week, again, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. But, yeah, we are more than just Hare Krishna, so.
Yeah, just to clarify, yes, Hare Krishna is a religious organization that does use our space and sell kind of through us, but we're not specifically affiliated with them.
One question that I just thought of, why vegan? Why vegan food?
It's a more sustainable way of living. Also, I feel like we can't find, or on campus, there are definitely less vegan options than there are, like, vegetarian or, like, omnivorous, Jesus. Or, like, I don't know, whatever. But there aren't a lot of, like, health or vegan options that are affordable just anywhere. So I feel like it's important to, like, serve that subset of the population who do choose to be vegan. And then, like I said, present that at an affordable price.
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons to be vegan, and all our members differ on, like, why they're vegan or why they're trying to cut out meat. Not all of our members are vegan or vegetarian, but the ones that are, there's environmental reasons. Some people do it for health reasons. Some people do it for animal rights reasons. But I think most people can agree that there are benefits in some form or another to reducing meat in your lifestyle. And Roots is the main vegan option for people who live on campus and use dining dollars, but Roots is relatively expensive, and they're also not as health conscious as we try to be. So for people who don't have dining dollars or are looking to maybe eat in a healthier way or not support HDH, we like to be a resource for those people.
Cool. Also, you mentioned dining dollars, but you guys do take Triton Cash, right?
We do. We don't take dining dollars, but we take card cash and Triton Cash.
Cool. And even if someone's not vegan, they can still benefit by cutting out meat and having a place to get vegan food.
Of course. Yeah, like, I'm not vegan, but I do try to at least eat, like, one vegan meal a day, like, in order to be more sustainable in my daily diet. So.
We do support, like, reducitarianism, so, you know, it's not all or nothing. You don't have to go fully vegan to support veganism or the benefits of veganism. It, like, reducing your intake has the same impact.
Nice. Okay. And unless there are any other things that you guys want to cover, I think we are good.